were they used to have on the
river? Oh, our boat.
Right. Now, did you ever call that anything like a bateau or a John boat or a rowboat or?
Rowboat.
Just a rowboat. Now, I wanted to ask you about an expression. The expression, if you talk about a whole lot of something, you know, you're talking about a large number of something. You might say a large number of something, but what's another way you might?
There's a lot.
Yeah, or something
whole
else.
A whole lot of something.
How about, do you ever use write something? Write smart? Do you ever use write smart in this?
Write smart, yeah. They use that, say, well, someone might say, how much of that you got? I've got to write smart of.
Okay. Now, that's, yeah, would you ever use that with something you could count? I mean, would you ever
money?
Say, yeah, well, I suppose you'd say that with money, he had to write smart of money.
Money.
Would you say he had to write smart of books there?
No, I'd say I had a good many books.
Okay, but it would be something that you'd say much rather than many, I guess, would
yeah,
it, huh?
Yeah.
I see. So you'd say if you had much, you might say a right smart of rain.
Yeah.
And you might, but you wouldn't say a right smart of people,
no,
would you?
I say right many.
Okay. Say right many, but when you use right smart, you'd be like using right much.
Yes,
I mean,
right.
I see. That's interesting. That's just the kind of stuff that I'm trying to investigate. If you were went into a store and you were gonna you got a piece of cloth, you know, for you want to bring it home and look at it and see how it looks in your house, you might call that little piece a
sample.
Yeah, and if someone a girl had a dress on, you complimented, you might say, "My, that's really a what kind of dress you have on there?" That's
okay.
Yeah, and. One that is even, this dress is pretty, but this other dress is even prettier, okay? And then something a woman might wear over her dress when she's cooking.
Apron.
All right. And something you write with.
Telephone.
Or a
pen.
Yeah, and something you use to pin for a baby's diaper. You
pen.
Okay. And you mentioned a what's another way another you mentioned the dipper before. What was the dipper made of?
Well, some made of a gourd and some of them made of tin.
All right.
Metal.
Okay, and another way of saying this coin, you might call it a dime or you might call it
money.
Yeah. But a dime itself, you'd call it
jitney.
A tin. Do you call it a
dime? Yeah, I have one of the
Vietnam.
Okay. How many cents? How many cents?
10.
Okay, that's right. And then something you might wear, you put on if you're going outside, you put on a
coat.